Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Listen, I'll tell y'all one thing. If the Heat had Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier and, you know, everyone else was healthy, I still don't know if they win this game. Listen, but all right. I love what J.J. Redick said in, like, late in the fourth quarter, which is one of the few things that I love in that broadcast, by the way, because we can start by talking about Doris Lob Knobbin Burke. I told y'all in the last game, or the last time she was the announcer, it was against the 76ers, the way she was talking about Kyle Lowry, my God, Doris, give it a break. And listen, I do want to say, because I understand this may come across as sexist because she's, you know, one of the most prominent females, nothing like that. Several dozens of female reporters that I love, I think are great, great analysts, everyone, they know the game phenomenally. I'm a big WNBA guy. I've been watching before. Caitlin Clark, you know, Taurasi's my goat, right? Nothing against women. But Doris Burke is terrible at her job. And let's start with Jaylen Brown, right? Scored 5 points to start the game. Doris Burke, wow, what a torrid start by Jaylen Brown. The man had 5 points. The hell are you doing? And then there was the play where Caleb Martin jumped on a Brown pump fake, landed. Brown bumps into him, drives his shoulder, and JJ and Breen were like, oh, that's not a foul. What do you think, Doris? Doris was just being quiet because obviously she disagrees, and she says, I thought it was a foul. Yeah, no kidding, Doris Burke, you blind bum. But so she can see that, right? Or she must be a Hawkeye. Because then there was a couple plays later, you know the ball must have not touched Duncan Robinson because they called, you know, out on Miami Heat. Duncan's going crazy. No, I didn't touch it. And then they show a quick replay. There's a sea of hands in the middle. But immediately Doris Burke says, oh, that looks like a good call to me. That looks like it's out of Miami. Oh, Doris, if you can see that damn well, you better be doing some other job. I don't know. I don't know what the hell that job is, but something better than what you're doing now. And then there was even a little bit later on, she tries to give the Heat credit, right? She's like, oh, wow, that Duncan and Bam connection is phenomenal. You know, we saw one of those Bam DHOs. She's like, wow, they really have great chemistry on that. But it was a moving screen by Bam at a bow. Shut the hell up. Shut up, Doris Burke. God damn. But anyways, and also I forgot to shout out to all these people here. I told them if they stayed to the end of that long video, I'd give them a shout out. So shout out to everyone that you see on screen over here. But as I was saying, I love what JJ Redick was saying in the fourth quarter about there's not necessarily momentum between games, right? Because yeah, you had a game like tonight, the Celtics kicked their ass, but that doesn't mean that there's a carryover going into the second game. Because guess what? If the Miami Heat win game two, all the momentum, quote unquote momentum, is on Miami's side because they stole one on the road. So I'm not going to overreact to this game. I'll tell you why. Because the Celtics tied a franchise record in threes in a game. They were 22 of 49 from three. So you're telling me they shot damn near 53s at a 45% clip? That is almost unheard of stuff. And sometimes teams get hot. It's the playoffs. That's why I said even if the Heat were healthy today, I'm not sure they would have won because the Celtics got hot, right? That's me giving the Celtics credit. But here's the thing. When you live by the three, you also die by the three. And in a seven-game series, can the Celtics do that four times? Can they shoot like this four times? That remains to be seen. And that's a reason why this quote-unquote superstar team and superstar duo has never won a ring yet. I know they got there one time, but that's not as many times as the Miami Heat have in that same span. Because they live by the three. It's hard to win a ring when you do that, unless you're the Golden State Warriors, who have literally the two greatest shooters of all time. So that being said, I certainly don't feel great after this game. They kicked their ass. The Heat still lost by 20. But, I mean, let's see if the Celtics can do it again. That's all I'm going to say. Now, I will say that he got off to a bit of a slow start in the first quarter. It was a five-point game, though, at the end of it. And then in that second quarter, the Heat went zone, and Sam Hauser absolutely torched us. And then something I found interesting, too, in that first half, Kevin Love only got 5 minutes. He finished the nights with, how many minutes did he finish with here? 13 minutes, 7 points, four rebounds. He shot 3 of 4, right? He was a minus 8, but everyone on the Heat was a minus. Surprisingly, Caleb Martin was the best plus minus at a minus 1, because I don't feel like he was great at all. But you'd love to, part of the reason he closed that first quarter on such a nice stretch is because of Kevin Love. Everything he does out there is very nice. Obviously, on the defensive end, he's getting you the rebounds. He's playing the passing lanes and, you know, drawing charges or getting in guys' ways on that aspect. But on the offensive end, he has one of the highest offensive IQs on the team, especially with a lot of your scorers missing, like Terry and Jimmy. And obviously, Duncan was banged up as well. Duncan was only able to get you 15 minutes tonight. He had 5 points. So he's obviously still working his way back from his back injuries. But having Kevin Love out there to literally be a quarterback of an offense, I thought was an incredible deal to this team. Now, maybe the reason he can't play more than 13 to 15 minutes a night is because of his age. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. You know, he's an older player and his body can only last so much. We saw the Heat rely heavily on PJ Tucker just a couple years ago. And by the time they got to the conference finals, you know, he was a shell of himself. He was already hurt. But yeah, in that first half, that's pretty much the game. I mean, the Celtics shot lights out from three. I got the numbers here, but none of that really matters. Third quarter was a lot of the same as the Celtics built up their lead, got up almost as high as 30. And then really the most interesting thing was in that fourth quarter, the Heat went on like a 25-6 run, something along those lines, led by DeLon Wright. Keep in mind, they're on this, you know, massive, you know, 20-point run, essentially. And Mike Breen's like, oh, the Miami Heat's starting to make a run. And Doris Burke goes, as she laughs. What the hell are you laughing for, Doris Burke? Something funny about a 25-6 run? DeLon Wright hitting 5 triples to tie his career high for threes in a game? What's funny about that, Doris Burke? She's just so aggravating. I did see something that I kind of been looking for in the fourth quarter, which was some Duncan Bam and Kevin Love minutes. We saw it for a little bit to start the fourth quarter. It's something I've kind of been wanting to see a little bit more of for a while when the Miami Heat play bigger teams. And obviously, the Celtics are a big-ass team. I think kind of the story of the game for the Celtics was... and by the way, after the Heat went on that run, Celtics called timeout. Derek White, boom, three. Sometimes I still get nightmares of Derek White hitting that putback in my head, and he comes back today to torch us. But then, to be honest, I sleep well at night. I do. But if the Heat would have lost that series versus Boston last year and blew that 3-0 lead, I would not be sleeping much these days still. But for me, the story of the game was Porzingis. Now, Tatum led the Celtics, you know, with a triple-double. But Porzingis had 18 points on 7-13 shooting. He was 4-8 from three. The thing about this, and I might mention it here and there. I don't want to sound like a broken record, you know, for the rest of the series. But how the hell did you let Boston get Porzingis? I mean, you talking about a 7-3 dude that could rebound block shots and he got a strap from beyond the arc. Does that not sound like someone who would be perfect on the Miami Heat? He's the exact archetype of player you want next to Bam Adebayo. He's the exact type of guy that we need to fit the holes that the Heat had last year. Size and shooting and scoring. He fits all of that. And he was going for pennies in the trade market. The Celtics literally gave up Marcus Smart in a second for Kristaps Porzingis. And they got 2 first-round picks. So you could say essentially they traded Marcus Smart for a first round pick. That's a wash. And then they got Porzingis and a first. Porzingis was looked at as a negative asset. I understand the man has injury problems, but he had a phenomenal season last year. And now this year he was, you know, I'm not going to say he was super healthy all season. Only played like just under 60 games. But in the playoffs, he's healthy. for now. I get things could change. I hope he stays healthy. I don't wish injury on no one. But point is, for the price, I get he has a massive contract, like $30 million a year. I get it. But it's only a couple more seasons. If it didn't work out this year, he would have been, you know, an expiring in a year or two. I forget the length, but for his talent, that could have been perfect on the Miami Heat. I mean, the Celtics, they're going to be, you know, on paper, unstoppable. Because, first off, they got Jrue Holiday because Joe Cronin is a bum. So they already had that worked out for them, right? He's a petty-ass bum. He wanted to screw over the Miami Heat even more. But on top of that, to add Porzingis and get those first-round picks. So it's like usually when you got a superstar team, you also don't have assets. They have assets on top of that. And they got some depth. When you look at a guy like Peyton Pritchard, who's out there cooking today. Sam Hauser, who was out there cooking today. They can go six or seven deep easily. I understand that that's not that deep, but I didn't even mention Al Horford. That's a solid eight deep playoff rotation, you know. And that's all they played today is eight guys. The Miami Heat went ahead and played nine. So we'll kind of go ahead and look at the box score real quick here. For the Miami Heat, I mean, your best player, you could say, was Jaime Jaquez. You love the confidence of that kid. It's hard to understate what he's doing as a rookie. Coming into here, both playoff games dominating. Coming in today, no fear at all. 16 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 8 of 16. Very efficient today. Only the 2 turnovers. He is so skilled offensively. They're very clearly using him as like the Jimmy Butler. While obviously Jimmy's out. And he plays the role as well as you could expect for a rookie. He's a guy that I am super hype on, and have a lot of hope for going forward in the future. And I think he's going to have a very nice long career with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Half kidding. I've made that joke, you know, in another video. That's the last time I'm bring up Donovan Mitchell until the offseason. Pinky promise. Moving on here, Nikola Jovic, he got his more run again today with guys hurt, 25 minutes, but 10.6 rebounds. The efficiency wasn't great though. 3 for 9, but he's better than I guess we could have hoped 4 months ago, and he's not going to be a guy that I really look to because, again, he's 20 years old. This is all about getting him the experience. In an ideal world where everyone's healthy, he'd probably just be playing 10 to 15 minutes a night. We're not in an ideal world. You need him for a lot more, but I do love his confidence as well, and I think he will have moments throughout the series where he can kind of really shine. Bam Adebayo, he had 14 points in the first half, 10 in the second, but a lot of that was kind of in that garbage time to put a little lipstick on the pig. He finished with 24-6, 10-18, but only 4 free throw attempts. I was really hoping he could be more aggressive to fulfill the role, the void lost by Jimmy, you know, with his free throw attempts. I was hoping he could get Porzingis into foul trouble. That didn't exactly happen tonight. But yeah, Bam wasn't great today, but he wasn't awful either. He came out aggressive from the jump, you know, and now most of it was mid-range jump shots. People want to see him cool on that, but when you're being guarded by a 7-foot freak, I mean, Porzingis even blocked Bam today. I'm cool with Bam taking those middies because I think he is very good at that, you know. But you can pump fake a couple times, try to get him in foul trouble that way. We did see him draw a foul on Porzingis like that, so I like what we saw from Bam in the first half. I wish we would have saw more of it going into that third quarter because he only had 2 points in that third quarter and the game was already over by the end of there. Caleb Martin, 28 minutes, didn't do too much tonight. Jaylen Brown was mad at him for trying to get a rebound in the fourth quarter. I think that was a whole bunch of nothing, but Caleb's a guy, you know, I just dropped the video yesterday, 5 reasons the Heat will beat the Celtics. Caleb Martin was one of them. I was hoping he could show up to a fraction of what we saw last year, and we saw a fraction of it, all right, just not a very big fraction is all. And then probably the guy a lot of people want to hear about is Tyler. I did this whole video with Tyler Hero up here. You don't deserve to be in this video, Tyler Hero, because you were terrible today. Now, I don't want to hate because people get mad at me when I call it like it is because they think I'm flip-flopping. I'm not flip-flopping. Like, I'm reacting to the game. I like Tyler Hero. I've always liked Tyler Hero. He was great last game versus the Bulls with a near triple-double. He was terrible today. He's the guy that needs to prove himself in the playoffs. He did not do that tonight. I don't want to sound like a broken record talking about his bad shot selection, inefficient shooting, 11 points on 13 shots, 4-13. That's obviously not great. You know that. I know that. He knows that. He doesn't need me to sit on camera and berate him. Not that he's going to watch this video anyways, but he doesn't, you know, we know this, okay? I want to believe in him. He's got at minimum 3 more games to kind of turn it around. And I'll give him benefit of the doubt. I don't want to sit there last game and say, holy crap, he was amazing versus a bad team. I understand. And now they play a good team in actual playoffs and he's ass. But let's see what he does next round, because everybody kind of feels the same on Tyler Hero. You don't need me to say it too. He wasn't great tonight at all. Highsmith, the Tatum stopper. He held Tatum to 7-18, you know, so not efficient at all. But he wasn't on Tatum the whole game, I get it. But Tatum wasn't super efficient. That's kind of what you want Highsmith for. But at the same time, Highsmith had 0 points. You'd like to at least have him hit a couple threes. He was 0-4 from there today. And then the only other guys off the bench, we talked about Duncan, K-Love a little bit, and then it was DeLon Wright. Your leading scorer off the bench, 17 points. Actually, the Heat's leading scorer, and he was 5-5 from three. So you could kind of say you wasted the DeLon Wright game, because he's very likely not doing that again. And on the Celtics side, I mean, Tatum, 23-point triple-double, Brown, 17, Porzingis, 18, Derek White, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You had 8 players outscore Tyler Hero. That's the only thing I wanted to count. It's sad. It really is sad, because if Tyler Hero proves what we all kind of thought, you know, when it comes to the playoffs, defense tighten up and he's not that great, he is just a role player. Like I always said, I think he's a high level role player. If that's the case, he gets paid too much money to do that. And it's going to be an interesting offseason with regards to him. But again, that's all offseason talk. The real story of the game was the 3-point shooting. Once again, the Miami Heat's 12 of 37. And the Celtics hit 10 more threes, 22 of 49, just a ridiculous clip. I guess also the offensive rebounding, they had 10 offensive rebounds to Miami's 5. The only frustrating thing about that is Peyton Pritchard was getting offensive rebounds. The guy is practically my height and I'm 5'10". That's ridiculous. But we do get some good news. The Florida Panthers won today. So shout out to the Cats, man, as they take down the Tampa Bay Lightning. I have watched 0 games all season, but I keep up with it through sports radio and stuff. I know the guys. I know Kachuk. I know what's going on. I do need to start watching, though, because if they do win it all, I want to feel like I earned it. I enjoyed the celebration. So make sure y'all check out the Florida Panthers. I think the Heat do have a couple days off before they play again. It looks like their next game is going to be on Wednesday. So they get 2 days off. Terry Rozier still day-to-day. That was the last update from Spoelstra. He could certainly make things interesting, but I'm not holding my breath on him. I'll just say that. But that's all I got to say for this video. Make sure to like and subscribe, because I do greatly appreciate each and every single one of you a ton. And make sure to subscribe. I said it twice. You better do it. Peace out. Look, pull up in your city trying to get that dead fish. Do it on my own. I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off. Yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.